This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh yeah, we are heading into a new work week. Thank you for all the birthday wishes. Many of you sent tweets, some of you on Facebook, and then people who actually know me sent me text messages. I appreciate that. Also, it's funny because a few people have seen my new profile photo on Twitter. I didn't make a huge deal of it. I was waiting for people to notice. So a few of you did, which makes me giggle. I guess it'll dawn on people eventually. But you can check it out on Twitter, A-Law Radio, our Facebook page too. After Hours with Amy Lawrence, we're asking you to share your eclipse story, especially if you are on the move, if you're going to see it somewhere else, if you're traveling, if you're dealing with traffic. I know there are people in my home state of New Hampshire who are just staying home. They're not leaving their yards because they're nervous about the traffic and all the people and everything else that's descending upon the area. So what's your solar eclipse story? The North American solar eclipse happening, gosh, should start within 12 hours of now, but it's expected to be at its height about 12 hours from now. 855-212-4227. We'll get back to not just women's college basketball, crowning a champion, more from Caitlin Clark on the end of her esteemed and decorated and memorable college career that came to an end in Cleveland just a few hours ago. Also looking ahead to the men's national championship on Monday in Glendale, Arizona. Any new news we get about John Calipari leaving Kentucky to head to Arkansas? So in the SEC, but a completely different vibe when it comes to men's basketball. We'll pass it along, but that is your breaking news. It's nutty to think we're just a few days away from the Masters. And also the end of both the hockey and hoops seasons at the pro level. So we're heading into playoff season, baby. That's what April and May are all about. And to that end, we're pleased to welcome our longtime friend and longtime NBA insider, Matt Moore of the Action Network, joining us from Denver. And Matt, before we talk about the association, do you care to comment or react to John Calipari leaving Kentucky and heading to Arkansas?
I'm still trying to process that one as a former citizen of Arkansas. It's crazy to me. But
it definitely is. That's quite a score for the state of Arkansas and the school as well. So that'll be interesting to play out. Well, let's talk about the defending champions because you're in Denver, Matt, and we've seen them play better basketball since the All-Star break, kind of like them settling into their championship mode. How dangerous are they as a potential candidate to get back to the NBA Finals?
Yeah, I mean, they're the favorite to come out of the West, I think, for good reason. I think that that's where they should be at. The biggest thing with Denver is their advanced metrics aren't going to blow you away. They actually have a losing record versus the other top eight teams in the Western Conference. But the problem is that most of that has come in various rest situations, et cetera. And we've seen consistently that when the Nuggets really put their foot down, when they give their best effort, they present more problems for the rest of the league than anybody else. And they're able to solve more problems that other teams try and present better than almost anybody else. So Denver, I think, is very well set up. They don't need the one seed, but they might get it. They will have the best player in any series that they're in, and they are extremely confident about their chances. They got Jamal Murray some rest. Aaron Gordon sat out Monday. They're probably going to rest a little bit more this week so that they're ready to go. This team is absolutely locked in. Nikola Jokic sent a text message after All-Star break that really got everybody locked in coming back to work, and that's carried through. You're seeing better leadership from Jokic this season. They aren't as deep. There are ways that they're not as good offensively, but they're much better defensively. If I had to pick one team to say who's going to win the title, I would definitely say Denver.
What did the text message say?
Just some version of it's time to lock in. That basically, when coming from Jokic, who doesn't really do a lot of that kind of thing, he sends the entire team, you know, impressing upon them, hey, it's go time. Let's get serious. And they had lost three before the All-Star break and came out and ripped off a 15-2. And that really got them excited. When Jokic sets that kind of standard, when he engages like that, the rest of the team meets him there, and that makes them very dangerous.
The stats may not be as gaudy as some others in the NBA, but I don't know how you cannot include him as an MVP candidate. So while we're talking about the Nuggets, who else is in that conversation?
I think Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is going to probably finish third now behind Luka Doncic, given Luka's impressive finish to the season. But if I had a vote, it would definitely go to SGA second. SGA has been the guy for a team that was number one in the West for a long period of time with the youngest roster in the league.
Right.
His defense is very underrated. He's a guy that makes plays on the defensive end and then converts them on the offensive end. He's the primary engine for a top five offense in the league. He's phenomenal in so many areas. He's been absolutely terrific. I think Luka's going to finish second. I think he'd be third on my ballot. He's the other guy that's gained the most momentum. Obviously, Luka's stats are incredible. It's been kind of interesting just seeing, like, they don't win by as much as you would think with him on the court, and they don't win overall as much as you would think with his production. I think there's a little bit of diminishing returns with his usage and how much he has the ball, but look, the guy's numbers are absolutely categorically insane. And with the Mavericks' real strong push after the trades they made, that they're finally healthy, I expect Luka Doncic to finish second in the MVP voting.
And it's so challenging in the West. The Timberwolves and the Thunder, as you point out, they're so young. They've managed to stick around. So what gives them such staying power at the top?
I think in OKC, a lot of that comes down to Mark Dagnall and the way that he coaches that team. I expect him to win Coach of the Year. They are so prepared. And for a young team, like, they're the opposite of what Memphis was these last two seasons before this disaster year of injuries, where Memphis could fly really high, but when they got rattled or shook or when they started to get too far over their skates, they tumble and fall. The Thunder aren't like that. They're very even-keeled. They go down by double digits. They hang with you. Oh, hey, look, they're back within range. They've got great shooting. They've got great defense. They struggle with size, but they present so many problems on both ends. They're just absolutely exceptional. You know, with Minnesota, this is more a veteran group than you think. You know, you got Mike Conley and Kyle Anderson, and Rudy Gobert has been there a long time, and they've got different guys that have bounced around. Monte Morris, they've got guys that have had experience in the league, and that's kind of how they approach things. They have a very super professional approach. I was in Denver for the game where they beat the Nuggets last week, and that was a monster win for them. That clinch tiebreaker gave them control for the one seed. And I went in the locker room, and usually when like that, music's blaring, guys are hollering. It's, you know, it's a celebration. Wolves are all business. We're just like, nope, job's not finished. That's the best team in the league across the hall. Like, they were nothing but complimentary of Denver, and we're just like, we're trying to get to their level. That was really impressive to me. Those little things in your identity matter a lot for not getting too up or too down in the playoffs. And with Anthony Edwards and how great he is, and their defense is a work of art and also a horror film. It is terrifying what they can do. So both those teams are a little underrated with their chances of making runs in the playoffs.
We've got just 11 games from the one seed down to the 10. We know it's only the 10 teams that are still alive, don't really have the seeds yet, but the Rockets are officially eliminated. How much separation is there from, say, Denver down to Golden State?
There's a fair amount of separation from Denver, OKC, Minnesota. I'll put the Clippers in that conversation despite their late season struggles. And then I'll actually include Dallas because Dallas has separated itself. I think then you get a gap. I think the Suns and the Pelicans and the Kings with all their injuries, the Lakers and the Warriors, those teams I think are still trying to figure themselves out. And you see this a lot with the Lakers where they just don't consistently perform. And that's been Golden State's problem all season. And Sacramento's had baffling losses. The Pelicans will look awesome one night and just completely wet the bed the next. Mm. And the Suns have done the same thing. Phoenix went into Denver. Phoenix lost to the Spurs without Victor Wembanyama, go into Denver, beat the defending champs in their building, then lose to the Thunder without Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. It's maddening what Phoenix has done. And so that's kind of the difference is the top five in the West have been very consistent with the exception of the Clippers over about a month or so. But they've started, I think, to turn the corner. And the rest of the conference is still trying to figure out who they are. The top five in the West know who they are. If one of those bottom teams figured out in time, they can make a run. But that's what separates, I think, the top and the West from the bottom is those teams know who they are.
LeBron doesn't play on Sunday. He had flu-like symptoms. And Anthony Davis leaves with an aggravated eye injury. Still, they give Minnesota a battle. What I've been impressed about is that the Lakers aren't just those two. For a good portion of the year, they've had contributions from other places. D'Angelo Russell, as long as he stays healthy, he's played really well. Are they in a different place than they were at this time last year, or same Lakers?
Ooh. I don't think they're going to catch as many teams by surprise. I think they got a very fortunate kind of bracket last year where they got the Grizzlies who were imploding, the Warriors off a seven-game series with the Kings, and we see the following year the Warriors just kind of losing steam. That championship magic is fading. And so that kind of changes the perception a little bit. But here I think is the key. If the Thunder somehow sneak back up into a top-two spot and the Lakers get a seven, okay, the Lakers can beat the Thunder because of the rebounding advantage. Now they're in a second-round series. And if they're facing the Nuggets, that's tough. But they've been in all the games versus Denver. Now, you actually have to win the thing. You don't get bonus points for losing by small margins. You got to win the thing. But they've at least been able to hang. And they've been able to hang with just about everybody. And that gives you a chance. But I continue to feel like a lot has to go the Lakers' way. And I'm not sure that they have enough guys or coaching edge to be able to find those advantages in a series. So, you know, look, could lightning strike? Absolutely. Right sequence of events, they can make a run. I'm not counting them out. But I do think that they're going to be in the play-in for a reason, and that's going to make things very difficult for them.
Matt Moore is with us from Denver, covers the NBA for the Action Network. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. So lots of drama in the West, should be delicious in the postseason. In the East, it's a completely different story. I know the Boston Celtics made a couple of moves, Kristaps Porzingis trading away Marcus Smart, bringing in Drew Holiday. But what has given them such incredible juice this season?
It's a great question. I think a lot of it has to do with how much sacrifice they've been willing to make. Jason Tatum in particular probably deserves more credit than he's been given for taking a step back. His numbers aren't gaudy. That's why he's not in the MVP conversation, because you can't stack up his 28 per game with Luka's 35, with his 7 rebounds per game with Luka's 11, et cetera. But everybody's sacrificed. Drew Holiday, you know, does the work, shoots corner threes, plays good defense. Derek White has played like an all-star, but when he's not needed, he doesn't try and force it. Jaylen Brown's been sensational. This has been the best season of Jaylen Brown's career. He's had great chemistry with Kristaps Porzingis, and KP has made everything kind of work. They've also had, you know, to their credit, I worry about their bench in the playoffs, but those guys have been terrific. Peyton Pritchard, Sam Hauser, Luke Kornet, all these guys have contributed. Xavier Tillman, all these guys have contributed. It's one of the differences. Usually with the championship contenders, they have expensive starting fives, and so they win those minutes, and they have to try and survive the non-star minutes. That's how Denver is, for example. The Celtics win all their minutes. Like, it doesn't matter who's out there. Jason Tatum's not out there, don't win. Doesn't matter. They win by 11. Kristaps Porzingis is out, doesn't matter. Win by 11. They win all of those minutes, and that's a testament to how Joe Mazzulla has coached, but it's also a testament to the sacrifice those guys have made to make sure that they play as well as they can together and not individually.
35-3 in Boston, which is by far the best home record in the NBA. 62 wins and counting for the Celtics. Now, the Bucks have actually clinched a playoff spot, but Matt, they are 15 games back. The number two team in the East is 15 games back, which I don't even know how to process that. So who does have the best chance at giving Boston a battle in the postseason?
Yeah, there's two teams I look at, and it's not the Bucks. I was on this before they started sliding. I'm out on Milwaukee and have been. I think they had to fire Adrian Griffin from everything I heard, but hiring Doc Rivers was the only choice available, and it just wasn't a good enough one. Doc's won a championship. He's won a lot of games in this league. He's a good coach, but he's also not a guy that finds a lot of answers in playoff series, and that's tough when you're not the favorite. The Knicks and the Sixers are the two teams I like the best. So the Knicks, everyone had kind of dismissed because, oh, Julius Randle's out. No, Anobi's not back. He's come back. I don't think they need Randle. Now, Randle's awesome. That's a two-time All-NBA selection. Julius deserves all the credit in the world for his career. He's awesome. But if you look at how they play, it's Jalen Brunson pick and roll with shooters around him. Julius Randle doesn't affect that. The model is still there. Julius Randle doesn't mean that their defense is missing a key component. The rebounding gets a little bit worse, but they have great rebounders all over the floor. And I think if you look at the Knicks, if they're able to get into the Bucks bracket, we saw it tonight. That is just not the team Milwaukee wants to see. Hmm. Jalen Brunson's going to tear their defense to shreds because of specifically how he plays. And then the Sixers, it's real simple. Embiid's back. This team was a monster when Embiid was healthy before he got hurt. I mean, they weren't just good. Their advanced numbers were better than Boston. Now, that doesn't mean they're better than Boston because Boston kept doing it for a much longer time. But it does show you how good this team can be at its peak. So I think the Sixers are very dangerous to make a deep run. I think the Knicks are very dangerous to make a deep run. I think those teams are live versus Boston, but because Boston struggles late in the clutch. But look, Boston has to be a huge favorite in every series. They have done nothing but tell us that we should expect them in the NBA Finals.
How much motivation is there from the last 3 years of disappointments?
I think a lot, but I also, to be honest with you, I think it's one of their traits is like they don't get too up or too down. I think it's a lot of it's their core is so young that they're like, we have time without really realizing like, no, you don't. if you swing out so many times, things fracture and break. If they can't get it done this season, not all, just because of the expectation, but when is it going to be better for you? When are you going to have a better chance? When are you going to go 35-3 at home? When are you going to have this level of margin over the rest of the conference? When are you going to stay this healthy? Yes, the Celtics absolutely should win the Eastern Conference. They also better win the Eastern Conference because if they don't, I don't know that they're ever going to get a better chance to do it than right now.
Hmm. What are the chances the Miami Heat could stir up trouble like a year ago?
Always dangerous. I mean, here's the thing. It's like the conversation every week in NBA is, can we count out the Heat? No, probably not. we just got to accept that they're going to be there. The zombies will always be lurking in the background. You know, they ran out of steam versus that Pacers team today, but they were down double digits and dragged that thing back into a one-point game at the finish line. The biggest thing is the NBA regular season plays at one pace and the playoffs play at another. And Miami is one of the best in the league, along with Denver, at you are going to play their pace, and you don't have any say over it. They're going to get you in a one-possession game late, and more often than not, they're going to find a way to come out ahead. The rest of the basketball stuff, size, strength, lineup versatility, shooting, playmaking, all of these things, they don't stack up. But when you have Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo, and most especially when you have Eric Spoelstra, you have a chance. So I'm not counting out Miami in any way, shape, or form. They're going to have to either lose in the play-in or lose 4-4 in a playoff series before I'm going to say that they're done.
You've got a formula that works for them, and it may not be something that every other team can do. It's not just personnel. It's the coaching. It's really the culture. And, yeah, for whatever reason, you get to the playoffs, and Miami just becomes a different force.
Yeah, and a lot of that, you know, I think is Jimmy Butler, and we'll see because he's getting older, and there's a lot of questions with Miami media right now about, like, is he going to be able to do this again? Can they step up? You know, Tyler Hero's back for them. He was gone last year, and late down the stretch, he hit a monster three, drew another three-shot foul. He also gave up some really bad defensive possessions, and that's the balance that they're going to have to find. They got to find guys that are going to do what they did last year. They got to find Gabe Vincent, who shot like 45% in two series versus the Bucks and the Celtics. They got to find Max Strus, who did that. They're going to need great shooting, outlier shooting. That's how they make runs, but they always seem to find it. We'll see who that's going to be, but I have a lot of confidence that somehow, some way, the Heat are going to find what they need to be competitive in the playoffs.
Matt Moore covers the NBA for the Action Network on the cusp of the playoffs. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. You mentioned the marriage. It's tenuous at best between the Bucks and Doc Rivers. Who are some coaches that are on the hot seat or maybe some places where you expect coaching changes?
Yeah, I mean, you already saw Steve Clifford in Charlotte transition to a front office opportunity there. That's the most obvious one, I think. No expected changes in Atlanta with Quinn Snyder. It's been a disappointing season, but nothing really expected with Quinn Snyder. He's expected to stay there for now. Big changes for the roster, especially this summer, but not with the coaching staff. Elsewhere, if you look around, Detroit, Monty Williams is on too big of a contract, so there's no expectation for him to kind of shift. Chauncey Billups is a big one, I think, forever in everyone's mind. There's been indications lately the Blazers are going to give him one more year, but I would be a little bit surprised. I think Billups is, you know, who just got announced for the Hall of Fame, so not great timing there. But I think given how bad they've been under his tenure, I've kind of said, like, look, there's not a better coach in the league right now if you want to secure a top pick than Chauncey Billups, because his bad teams are bad. And so I think that's really the one that you have to look at and wonder. I think that also Portland is a better opportunity than Charlotte. So I'll be curious to see who goes where. And then you've obviously got the situation in Brooklyn, uncertain with who's going to be their next head coach.
This is not in any way related to a coach in the hot seat, but I'm thinking about San Antonio. And as we watch the end of the season play out, yes, they have Victor Wembanyama. There's a lot of excitement around him. He's been terrific. But man, how long is this rebuild, quote unquote, going to take in San Antonio? Those years when they were one of the top teams in the NBA and consistently a contender in the postseason, they seem forever ago, Matt.
They do. I would also say that I think the turnaround could be pretty quick. There are teams that you watch where you're just like, what is this team doing? They look like they have no idea what they're doing. And then there are teams you're like, okay, they're not talented, but there's structure here. Like, they understand how to run things. That's San Antonio. Like, Pop's still doing the work there. A lot of conversation about both Trae Young and Darius Garland as potential offseason additions for them, depending on what happens with Donovan Mitchell. That would be a big get. It does the indications of the trade deadline were that the Spurs were looking for immediate upgrades. Now, they got to get guys to buy in, and free agency is going to be tough. But I do think Victor Wembanyama changes that perception a little bit of guys being more willing because they know how different this guy is. You know, you want to say great, special, whatever. He's at least unlike anything we've ever seen before.
Right.
So I still think San Antonio will find a way back. The question is going to be, you know, where's Pop at in his career and in his life when that happens, and how long does he want to do this for?
We are right there at the NBA playoffs, about to settle in for what is always a compelling couple of months and should be really good in the wild, wild west. You can find Matt Moore on Twitter at HP Basketball. He's an NBA writer for the Action Network, also has the Locked on NBA and Locked on Nuggets podcast. One of our favorites here going back now, gosh, 12 years. Matt, thank you so much for a couple of minutes.
Anytime, Amy. Thanks so much.
Everything you need to know, or most everything you need to know. A great scene set for the NBA with 1 week left in the regular season before that play-in tournament. Wondering if I could take vacation during the play-in tournament. All right, coming up, we want to know your Eclipse stories. We've got a few of them coming in on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or our Facebook page. I'm amazed at how many of you are going to be sleeping. That sounds like... Well, it sounds like a good way to miss stuff, considering that I missed the entire earthquake on Friday because I was sleeping. Although the Hubs didn't feel it either, so maybe it missed our house. I made the mistake of asking my kiddos on Sunday morning, my fourth and fifth graders, about the earthquake, and we got so derailed. It took me 20 minutes to corral them because they all had stories, including the ones where I would ask them to start. Did you feel it? No, but my mom did, or my next door neighbor did, or everybody had to talk about the eclipse. 8-5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
521-242-7. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. We welcome all kinds here on After Hours.
Oh, no. Hello, Jason.
Hello, Amy.
What up, sir?
How sweet it is to be on with you. I'm on the couch tonight. I'm up. I'm loving it.
Wait, why are you on the couch? What'd you do?
When I talk basketball past midnight, the old lady doesn't really like that. We don't see eye to eye.
Maybe you should talk about The Bachelorette for an hour or something.
And the whole time she talks about that, I just sit there and go, Duke. Basketball.
You need to find a place to compromise, and maybe you wouldn't spend so much time on the couch.
Well, you might be onto something.
Talk to me, God. Talk to me, baby.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Jay's birthday card. It's got a photo of a taco, so right away I'm hungry for a Taco Tuesday or a Taco Sunday night. Hope your birthday's something to taco about. It's a corny taco, by the way. A corn taco, a corn shell. Hope your birthday's really something to taco about. On the inside, celebrate like there's no tamale. I will do that.
Oh, it's corny, all right.
Thank you, Producer Jay. One of Jay's gifts, well, you know, there had to be snacks because that's how Jay and I speak. We communicate with snacks. So some Sour Patch watermelon, some Goldfish extra cheddar, which is really a staple of my after hours diet. And honestly, since I'm about to make a drive to Syracuse on Monday, I'm going to need some snacks. Popcorn too, and not the skinny kind. Nope, the extra butter kind. Count on Jay to refurbish and replenish the snacks. But also eclipse glasses, which are so dark that when I put them on here in studio, despite the fact that we have TV lighting, as in really bright professional lights, I can see nothing. I can't even see the hand in front of the glasses. So please don't drive with them on. Don't put them on while you're driving. Oh, no. There are going to be record number of accidents. That's my prediction. I hope in saying it and putting it out there in the universe, it doesn't happen. But I don't have confidence in people.
No, they're going to think that they're safer from the sun by putting the glasses on while driving, not realizing that you're still driving a car.
While trying to look at the eclipse.
Yes.
Yes. There are signs. And this is just one metro. It's the one we happen to live near and work in. There are signs all over in the New Jersey highways heading toward New York. You cannot stop on the highway. So solar eclipse, Monday, 4-8. It is illegal to stop on the highway. No stopping, no pulling over. I mean, we're talking about an 8-lane highway, and people will be pulled over. There is no doubt. And I'm worried about pedestrians, too. Not on the highway, but in roads in the city or just general neighborhood areas where people will try to watch the eclipse while they're driving. You know they're going to.
Oh, it's going to happen, 100%.
Yes.
And it's going to be about the time when schools are getting out.
Oh, no. Oh, goodness. Well, in the Northeast.
Right, in the Northeast.
Yeah, different timing around the country. But this is the North American solar eclipse. So what are your eclipse plans? What's your eclipse story? If you're one of those people who are on the road, who are headed somewhere where it's expected to be a total eclipse of your heart, I know that it's got to be so disappointing in areas where there's cloud cover expected from Monday afternoon. That would just stink. 7 years ago, we had bright sunshine in my neighborhood. I didn't have the glasses then because I don't know. I waited till the last second. I'm a huge procrastinator and didn't have any, couldn't find any. But producer Jay got them at 7-Eleven. Jay, what's your story? Are you sure these are not NASA glasses?
They're not NASA. I'm not sure about that.
We were warned off of NASA glasses.
Are they legit? I think. They're not NASA, so I mean that's a start.
Yeah.
They seem to be the right ones. I did some research on them.
Conform to and meets the transmission requirements of blah, blah, blah filters for direct observation of the sun.
Gotta all say, right. though, they, I know like that's like the standard ones. They don't really make me feel much safer. Like they're really flimsy and I don't know. Is that little film?
You're not worried
from the
about
sun?
The rest of your head. You're not worried about your hair. You're not worried about your face, your nose. All you care about is that it has the protection with the filters for your eyes. That's all you need.
You think that little filter is enough? I guess it is, but
yeah.
All right, then we're in. I'm looking at the sun.
Well, this is the birthday present along with the snacks. Though I am really nervous now about driving from my neighborhood, New Jersey, up to Syracuse on Monday in the hours before the eclipse. Now, thankfully, I have a full tank of gas because apparently that's a thing. But I'm nervous about going upstate and then into Western New York because I'm wondering about the traffic. If people are chasing the eclipse and traveling the trajectory and the path of the total eclipse, what am I running into?
I didn't realize that Western New York was a hot spot.
Yeah, apparently. Well, that's why Niagara Falls has been so popular. And I only know this because I went on the website the last couple of weeks just looking at tickets for Maid of the Mist, which is the boat that goes right up to the base of the falls, and just kind of figuring out what we could do and how long it would take because we're going to be there next weekend, not related to the solar eclipse. Of course, we would have missed it by 6 days, but we're going to be there next weekend since the Hubs has never seen Niagara Falls, and I haven't been there since I was in my 20s. And so we're really excited about it, and I was on the website looking for tickets, and there are warnings about the solar eclipse, about how they've got record numbers of people expected. Buffalo is flooded with people right now. Not that Buffalo is where Niagara Falls is, but it's about 30 minutes away. So they're putting warnings up. Hey, if you're coming here, get here early. Because the way they do it, like for the boat, for instance, is Maid of the Mist. You can buy tickets, but they don't guarantee you a time. So you buy tickets and you show up and you get on the first boat that's available. And so they're warning people because of the expected crowds that there's going to be no room to breathe. So if you're coming, get here early.
I guess that would be
kind of neat to see the solar eclipse at Niagara Falls, though.
That would be really cool. I guess you got to get there early. Like, so say if you're going there to Niagara Falls to go watch the eclipse, you're not going to want to leave like this morning, I wouldn't imagine, because you're going to be there. Then once you're there, you got to set up and get a spot, which I'm sure is not going to be an easy thing to do either.
Get a spot.
You got to get a spot,
it's
right?
It's the sun. It's in the sky. It's not like fireworks.
No, there's got to be like a meeting ground spot to watch, like with the best view of no cloud cover, no trees.
You know what would be amazing? I heard this, not that I will be in New York City on Monday, but I heard that there's a viewing party. Well, there are viewing parties all over the country on the deck of the Intrepid, which is an old aircraft carrier from, for those of you who don't know, World War II and the Korean War. And so it's retired now. It's on the Hudson River, and it's an incredible museum. I'm a supporter and a member. I love that place. And they're doing a viewing party. If not for work, I would be there.
That is actually really cool. Mm-hmm. I would go to that viewing party.
On the deck of the Intrepid. And they're actually going to haul out a telescope with a special filter that allows you to look and not have any type of eye damage. So they're going to have that out and available for people to be able to see the eclipse through a telescope.
That's awesome.
Yes. Yes.
Can anyone do that? Or like, whether you have a special lens on, or you need like some sort of special...
With a telescope?
Yeah. Like, if say if I went to the store and got a telescope, would it come with that sort of lens?
You're going
to
go to the store and get a telescope?
I'm interested now. Okay. I never even thought of that
so
idea.
So I don't know that for sure, but I do know specifically that on the news report that I heard on CBS, the report was the Intrepid has a telescope with a special lens so you can look directly at... Or with a special filter so you can look directly at the sun. So I would say... Probably there is a piece of equipment that they are using to make sure people can still look.
Yeah, probably not commercial. I wouldn't imagine.
No. High-tech equipment there. But really cool. Really cool that there are viewing parties and watch parties. So what is your solar eclipse story? On Twitter, A-Law Radio. On our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And coming up, we'll get to your calls, 855-212-4.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
227. That's 855-212-4CBS.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
This is it as Kentucky inbounds. They get it in. The throw to the front. Reeves, three-point jumper. No good. Golkey down with the rebound. Maybe now they know where Oakland is. There are the history books. An 80-76 upset victory over Kentucky.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Why? Why are we bringing back the call of what would have been the biggest upset of the NCAA tournament, I think if you ask most people, and that is Oakland as a 14 seed over the 3 seed Kentucky in the opening round. Well, because of the breaking news just hours before we went on the air, if you haven't heard, Kentucky is in need of a new head coach. John Calipari leaving Lexington and heading to Fayetteville, Arkansas to take over the Razorbacks program in the wake of Eric Musselman going to USC. So the domino's dropping, but this is not one that a lot of people would have said was on the radar. Arkansas tried a couple different coaches. Both those guys ended up staying where they were, and somehow the Razorbacks lured John Calipari after 15 years at Kentucky to leave what is blue blood, tried and true, one of the elite basketball schools in the history of the sport. And he will try to build that at Arkansas. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Kind of fun to hear as it was breaking just the shock of course, from other people around the sport, but also think about where everyone is right now. The majority of the college basketball universe, at least on the men's side, is in Glendale getting ready for the national championship between Purdue and UConn. And so there were a group of people from CBS Sports HQ that were out getting dinner, as they find out.
So let me break this down for you, Chris. I am currently on the road in Phoenix. We were in a CBS dinner. Matt Norlander walks in. His phone starts to go off. And if you were following this on Twitter, what you saw is that Matt initially broke the news that they were negotiating this deal and that John Calipari was making, had contacted Kentucky and let them know that they were in negotiations with Arkansas. Shortly thereafter, the news became official. It was within 30 minutes after Matt initially reported that news. As it stands now, our own Kyle Boone is holding the phone here so I can do this hit. Matt is across the way talking to .com, and this is the way live news happens. But we are on the road in Phoenix, and credit to Matt as he walked into dinner. He broke this obviously huge, huge news in the world of college basketball.
The perspective of Adam Finkelstein, CBS Sports HQ, and Matt Norlander has been on the show many times. He is a CBS College Hoops insider. So they're focused on what is one game left in Glendale, and now there's this mammoth bombshell that happens late on a Sunday night. Interesting. So hopefully we'll hear some more details or some more whys of how this all went down. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. Danny is joining us on the road where he's headed to his solar eclipse viewing spot. Where are you going, Danny?
Hey there.
Hey.
I am on my way to Rochester where I live.
Okay.
And I'm driving all night from Boston because, Amy, I'm worried about you. Do you know anyone with a helicopter?
I don't.
You might need one.
Oh, no.
I'm driving. In fact, I got to tell you, when I listened to the women's final today, I knew I'd be driving all night, and I knew Amy would get it right. I was looking forward all day when I listened to that game, you did not let me down.
Thank you.
Your coverage was spot on, perfect. Thank you.
I appreciate that. But back to the point about me needing a helicopter.
Yeah. You might need it. There are states of emergency all around the zone of totality. Rochester is like, from Buffalo to Rochester, that's like the last cities of significance. I hate to say Burlington, Vermont is not significant, but it's not as big. But as the band crosses the United States, so a lot of people are coming to the area, so much so, states of emergency. We know the infrastructure can't handle it. And
meaning the roads or the hotels? What infrastructure can't handle?
Hotels, roads, everything. They just are not set up to have that volume of people that are, they know they're coming because the bookings are all in.
Wow. Okay, yeah. But when are they showing up, considering we're inside of 12 hours?
They already started. I mean, people will be driving out today, but people started coming in over the weekend.
Oh, my gosh. So I was planning on starting the trip around 11:30 Eastern time on Monday because my class is an evening class at Syracuse, but holy cow, now I'm nervous.
All right, today's Monday. You mean today, right?
Well, yes. I mean, I'm speaking to a national audience, so not everybody is into Monday yet.
I
got you.
Okay, you might have to Zoom call this one, Amy.
No, I cannot. No, it's my first class. I haven't met my students yet.
No.
Absolutely not. I guess I will get on the road earlier. But if
the thing is,
I'm going to Syracuse, number one.
I know.
Number two, the eclipse, you would think most people would be in place by the time I get on the road, because I'm not supposed to get on the road until close to lunchtime.
Okay, now totality starts at about 3:20,
mm-hmm.
but the coverage starts way before it, because before it's in totality, it's a partial eclipse.
Right.
And you can watch, with proper viewing equipment,
you
can watch the whole thing go over. The shadow, by the way, it enters the United States just below San Antonio. That's the first major city.
Yeah.
The shadow moves 2,000 miles an hour.
Wow. So are you nervous because it's going to be dark out or because of the people?
Oh, I don't get nervous about anything. I mean, I'm a trucker. I can't let anything
bother me. No, nervous for me. Sorry. Nervous for me.
Oh, I'm nervous for you. I'm worried for you that you won't make it.
Oh, because of the traffic. Gotcha.
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll see. I mean, I have no choice. I'm actually not going the thruway all the way. I'm cutting up through like Ithaca area, Binghamton and Ithaca.
86 to 81 or
yeah,
whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
So hopefully that will help a little bit. But yeah,
I was thinking that you'll be better off. The thruway was I was on it earlier going through Albany at the beginning of my work shift, and it was jammed.
Oh gosh. Okay.
Really jammed.
All right. Not going that direction.
Up.
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you, Danny. I appreciate it. Hope you get home safely.
Thank you. Good luck and get cheered up on the coverage. Thank
all right.
You.
Cool. Thank you. Oh my gosh, I'm so nervous now, Jay. What do I do? Do I leave as soon as I get off the air?
They're already up there, though.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons. The diseases that I am protecting my child against, they're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.